heaven knows the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the gospel that's a little bit long, and has some difficult points in it, so we try to focus on those. Words in my mouth, so it will bring fruits 30, 60, 100. First, you know, he addressed the scribes and the Pharisees. Who are the scribes and who are the Pharisees? The scribes, you know, in those days there were no printing machines or copiers, so people tend to copy by hand all the manuscripts. Everything was by hand. And those are called scribes, professional copyists. But also they were teachers of the law of Moses. So they were teachers as well. And they kept the tradition, the Jewish tradition. What about the Pharisees? Pharisees, the word Pharisees is an Aramaic word. You know, Aramaic was the language spoken during the time of Christ. So Christ, when he was teaching in Aramaic, not Hebrew. So it is, Pharisee is an Aramaic word that means elect. Those people, they selected themselves from the public to live a very aristocratic life, very wealthy life. They were so wealthy. Not only that, but also they are supposed to conduct a very religious life as well. So they were very wealthy and also religious. And they were also teachers of the Mosaic law, and they were so particular about keeping everything as is, following the dots rather than the spirit of the law. They have strict observance of religious ceremonies and practices, and they consider themselves to be self-righteous. So they were full of pride, those Pharisees, full of pride. And you know what brought the angel down to become Satan? It's pride. So Christ is completely against pride. So Christ exposed the scribes and Pharisees about their teaching in this passage that was read today. How many of those wolves? Eight of them. Eight wolves. What the word wolf means? That you are in big trouble. In big trouble. Opposite of woe would be what? Blessing. Blessed are you. And we have one of the deacons, young ones, who read the gospel today of Matthew in the Agbea prayer, Matthew chapter 5. That was the Sermon on the Mount. Chapter 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. And how we start the Sermon on the Mount? Starts with what? The beatitude, Christ, the blessing. And if you count the blessings, how many of those are? Eight. And how many was? Eight. So we'll try to see if there is a relationship between those. But you know, something really to notice here is that the third thing Christ starts teaching is blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you, blessing. And this is from Matthew, the Blessed the Beatitudes from chapter 5 in Matthew. This is from chapter 23, towards the end of the Gospel. So God will bless us and will wait on us. But if we are not doing well, then he will tell us, watch it, you may be in trouble. is so merciful, full of grace. But then, if we don't follow his commandments, then he will tell us, wait a minute here. So, there is a nice reflection here. You know, you remember when Christ went in the synagogue and they gave him the book, and what did he read? He read from Isaiah. And what was it? He read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, upon Jesus, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then, it says, then Christ closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. When we go back to Isaiah, to that same part, the same portion, after to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, what does it say? It says, and the day of vengeance of our God. He didn't complete it. He didn't talk about vengeance. Because Christ came to save us. And he said, I will not judge anybody, but the day will come later. But he came mainly to give us salvation, mercy, and grace. So, let's start with the first woe.
What is the first
woe? But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. What is a hypocrite? Hypocrite is somebody who pretends something that he doesn't have. He pretends to have virtues, to have good stuff, moral stuff, religious beliefs, principle, but he doesn't not actually practice it himself or herself. That's what a hypocrite is. And Christ doesn't like hypocrites, like the scribes and Pharisees. So, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in, because you are full. Why? Why they are not going into heaven? Because they are full of pride. Full of pride, self-righteous. And they know so much, yes, they know so much about the Mosaic law. But knowing is not enough. Doing. So, what was the first blessing in the Beatitude in chapter 5 in Matthew? The first one was, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit means what? Humble. Blessed are the humble ones, for there is the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Spirit resides only in humble people. So, the first woe was because of their pride, they will not enter the kingdom. And in the Beatitude, Christ said, blessed are the poor in spirit, the humble one, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Second one. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widow's house. You devour widow's house, and for you pretend, make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. The Pharisees, as I mentioned earlier, they are very wealthy, and they collect wealth, they collect money. So when there is a funeral, instead of really feeling sorry with these people and have empathy and feeling bad for them, they keep praying long prayers so they'll be paid more to collect more money, not just from the wealthy but even from the widows who just lost their husbands. You see how cruel those Pharisees were. So, in the blessings, he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Do we mourn with people who are in trouble? Do we really feel their pain? And then the third one, woe to you, or are we following? to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. The word proselyte means what? Somebody who converted, say converted from another religion to become Jew, or he was a Gentile and she was a Gentile and she converted and she became Jewish. That's a proselyte, somebody who converted. So for you travel, so the Pharisees and the scribes were so good in going everywhere to bring people to the Jewish tradition and to the Jewish religion. And when he is one, when you want a person to your Jewish tradition, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourself. Why? When they want somebody, this person comes, and then they see that they are so hypocrites, they just are after money, they are full of pride. So they leave the Jewish tradition, they leave the Jewish religion, and they go back to their old, whatever it is, if they were Gentile or non-believers. And then, if anybody tries to convert them again, they will never convert. So their ending will be worse than their beginning. That's exactly what Christ was talking about. What about the blessings that coincide with this one? Blessed are the meek, the gentle, the kind soul, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, when you are so kind and so meek, people will get attracted to you and try to learn who is Christ. You are Christian. That's maybe why you are so kind and gentle, and people get attracted to you. So they shall inherit the earth. You can gain more people, not only friends, but you can bring them to Christ as well. Woe to you blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple. The same issue about what? About wealth. Because if somebody swears by the gold, then they have to pay gold. And who gets this stuff is the Pharisees. And God doesn't care for material stuff, doesn't care about wealth. And the beatitude that coincides with this one is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. See? Hunger and thirst. Then woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. Mint, you know the mint, of course. Some of you may even plant mint here during the summer. What about anise? Is like parsley, chef, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matter of the law of justice. So they were so careful about hiding, paying the tenth of everything, because they care about also, you know, wealth. This you ought to have done, yes, it's okay to give the tithe of everything, but not leave justice, mercy, and faith. Blind guys who strain out, they used to strain their drinks so there will not be a mosquito in their drink, so they strain. Okay? So they are so careful about anything they drop in their drinks. And that's what Christ is talking about, strain out a net. A net is a mosquito. And swallow a camel. You know, you accept, you cannot accept little stuff, but you can swallow big stuff. And camel represents a huge sin. So you can swallow big sins, but little ones, you know, you are so careful about. And the beatitude that corresponds to this one, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup, you clean, and dish, but inside they are full of extortion, bad stuff, and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup, clean inside first, as outside of them may be clean also. They had so many rituals, the scribes and Pharisees. They are so particular about everything to be so clean, And you know, this also we can take it for oneself too. That is not just, you know, coming to the church out of a ritual. Where are our hearts? That's something we need to think about. It's not just a habit doing it, but we have to bring our hearts and soul with our bodies as well. And the beatitudes that correspond to this one, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are the like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and uncleanliness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. When I was living in North Carolina, I was in Winston-Salem, town called Winston-Salem. And we had a cemetery with a lot of, you know, tombs there. And what they do, right before Easter, they wash those outside cemetery, make them so white. It's really beautiful, you know? And then they have what they call sunrise service on Easter Sunday, early morning before the sunrise. It's a beautiful thing, I mean, you know, first of all, just to go and visit. But really, Christ doesn't care about the outward, how wonderful we look outside, or, you know, just the outside stuff. He looks to the inside, he looks to the heart. That's what he cares about. He doesn't care about being dead inside, he cares about being alive inside. You remember the prodigal son when he went back to his father? What did his father tell the other son? He told him, for this my son was dead and is now alive. So we can be dead even if we are still living, but we can be dead in our spirit. People who are full of the Lord and really are close to the Lord, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what keeps them spiritually alive, is the Holy Spirit. And also, when there is the Holy Spirit inside of you, what do you feel? You have tremendous peace. You have tremendous peace. And that's why in the Beatitude, Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Sons of God. That's a great privilege. To be son of God, because we are trying to be peacemakers. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our father, we would not have been partaker with them in the blood of the prophets. And of course, you know, the Pharisees were part of who crucified Jesus on the cross, right? And what about the Beatitudes? Blessed are those who are persecuted, not to kill others, but to be allowed to be persecuted for the sake of Christ, are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the other Beatitude, which is the same, along the same line, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So, as just to summarize, as we notice here, that Christ started his Sermon on the Mountain in chapter 5 in Matthew with the Beatitude, blessed, 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 8 of them. And then towards the end, as the Pharisees were getting more and more hateful and angry and were planning to kill Christ somehow, then he told them, okay, and why did he tell them that? Hopefully, some of them will repent and realize this is so true. That's who we are. We need to repent. I want you to be one spirit today in the liturgy prayer, and please remember Egypt. There are elections today and tomorrow, and this election can make a big difference. So we really pray that the Lord intervene in this election and the outcome. So let us pour our heart in the prayers and ask for Egypt, especially, you know, it will affect so much the Christians there. May our Lord make us live a spiritual life in truth and in deed, and glory be to God forever. Amen.